We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, on WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPIN.
Now, here is Hank Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. With a nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingham Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show. And this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener Program.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
All those announcers that you heard there, the long montage has been some of the great voices you've heard on WPTF over the last 100 years, most of them from the last 70 years. So it goes back, most of those voices from the 40s and 50s and 60s on up to present day. So, and many of them are gone now. I work with a lot of them, but it's something I started putting together many years ago, and thank goodness it survived. There's one thing that survived. Ryan Monsignor, this business is surviving partly because it's a family operation, and it continues to be. Ryan Monsignor is the son of Jeff Monsignor, who's and Ryan's grandfather started this business many, many years ago. And you're all grown up.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Thank you for joining us as always. We love having you here at the open house.
Glad to be here. And now Ryan, first time I met Ryan, he was measuring gutters and measuring for gutter helmets at my house. And he was I guess you were in high school.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
So you started very early. And last year you came and measured for windows. A lot of windows.
Yeah, a lot of windows, and we did a lot of doors.
We did doors. You're getting ready to do windows.
Yeah, there were some windows in those doors, so we're close enough. But
I forget what I have, but those doors, as I told Sammy, are wonderful, especially the entrance door. That's a real prize.
Yeah, no, so. you all picked out some great stuff, and it was those were some great pictures, some great before and afters, and I think we did a roof for you, too.
We did roof.
Yeah.
And that's good, of course.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of things to choose from with the roofs. And we're going to start doing some windows here this year. And I think Melissa's coming over to talk to you about that today.
Yeah.
She's the boss, so let her talk to you. And, yeah, we're excited about the windows. We have wooden windows for
right.
the most part. And the house was built many years ago. But they, you know, they're solid, but I don't know how efficient they are.
Right. Yeah, that's something we hear a lot of, you know, especially, you know, in the wintertime, you feel all that cold air coming into the house and you feel all the air you're losing. Maybe in the summertime, you feel like you're almost paying to air
right.
condition the outside.
Yes.
And, you know, really with the new vinyl replacement windows, you know, air, energy, those are the main reasons people are putting them in. And then also, too, it's a lot more maintenance-free. You don't have to paint them. You don't have to worry about the wood rotting out. We can
yes.
deal with all the trim on the outside. And those are all just going to make your home, you know, more comfortable and kind of make your life easier as well, not having to worry about cleaning all the pollen. Some people have storm windows. You know, it just makes it a lot more cumbersome to get in there and maintain your home if you have that.
And you have some examples here in at the yeah. showroom.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of different window manufacturers. We have a company called Interstate, company called Okna and Provia, who are our window manufacturers. You can come in, talk to some of the manufacturers' reps today, as well as put your hands on the products. And a lot of different options we show, whether it's double-hung windows that go up and down, casement windows, windows that hinge out. Come here and see them all in person. So that's the nice thing about the showroom, nice thing about the open house.
Yeah, and as we've said so many times, anything for the exterior of your home, and y'all can take care of it.
Yeah, windows, siding, doors, roofing, gutters, and probably your favorite thing, gutter helmets.
Gutter helmet, so it works.
Yeah, you don't have to clean out those gutters.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything on the outside of the house except your landscape, and we'll leave that up to you guys.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I wish you would work with that, too. As a matter of fact, it's a lot to keep up. But we'd have a few more maintenance-free plants. It would be nice. So, yeah, come out. Y'all have quite a spread today, I hear.
Yeah, we have a food truck coming in a little while. But this morning, early on, we have Bojangles biscuits. But, yeah, we'll have a couple food trucks. You can come out here, get some free ice cream as well. And actually, right as I say that, I see one pulling in. So
wonderful.
They'll be getting set up here shortly.
Yeah, that'll be nice. So you can come talk to Ryan and Danny, all the folks, Dallas Spruill, who's here, Patrick Day, many others, Jeff Hoffman. So come talk to them. You can talk to Sammy, too, and just walk around. And if you don't want to talk to anybody, just walk around and pick up a couple of pamphlets, maybe.
Absolutely.
This is a very relaxed environment.
It is.
It's a beautiful showroom,
yeah.
And just a nice place, pleasant people to talk to. No, but it doesn't seem like anybody's going to try to give you a high-pressure sales pitch or anything like
no.
that. It's just come out and Not learn and
yeah.
get
good
information.
Questions, we're happy to answer them. You know, if you bring pictures of your home, usually that can give us a real good clue. And
that's
yeah.
what I did.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I did.
And there's a television screen back there, and you can see some before and after photos of some of the work they have done here. And it's extraordinary, really, the before and after. So, Ryan, thank you so much, buddy.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I'll
talk to you later, I'm
All
sure.
Right. Yeah, yeah. We'll be talking to you a lot, probably. All right. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener on WPTF. Steve is with us. Hey, Steve.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Steve. How you doing? Can you hear me okay?
I'm great, thank you.
Good.
I'm doing so good that I'm overdoing it again.
Yeah. But this was a nice morning to get out. It was a little chilly, but I think it's warming up. A nice day to work in the daylilies.
That's what I'm going to be doing sometime today. Just to get the first business out of the way, don't forget to take Jason a treat. Somebody from there needs to take
I know. Phil Campbell is in charge of that. She hadn't been on lately, and I know that Jason is suffering. We all are. Phil just brings.
He sits there in the studio, and you guys are talking about food.
Oh, I know. I'm. It's terrible, but that's we're trying to lure people over here, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I know, but he's a good guy.
He is a real good guy.
He works really hard.
He does.
About 15 years ago, my wife and I went to an event at Duke Gardens, and I bought a stick in a pot, and it was a fringe tree, and I planted that thing, and it is now 20 feet in diameter and 20 feet tall, and it is solid white. It is the best blooming I ever seen on that tree since I've owned it, and it is absolutely gorgeous.
Now you can, the airports in Hawaii, you can buy sticks, can't you, Rufus?
Oh yes,
and they turn out to be beautiful things.
I have one of the most beautiful blue, not the, the, what kind of lily is it, Mike? I've just lost it right now. But it blooms in the fall on a stalk, like a stalk of corn.
Oh, ginger lily.
Ginger lily.
Yeah.
I have a blue ginger lily that was a stick in a plastic bag and lay it down horizontally, and now I've divided that thing probably 20 times. So if anybody ever wants a blue lily, they're going to get one for me.
Yeah,
well,
it's blue too.
To buy, go to the dollar stores, and he bought a daylily in a bag.
Oh wow!
It was a root of I can't think of the name of it right now. But anyway, it was a root, and the name of the flower was daylily blackberries and cream, and. I looked at the packaging on that thing. You know, at the dollar store, you don't know always what you're going to get. The packaging date on that daylily was 2005. You know, I planted that thing, and it is already big enough to divide.
Oh.
It is amazing how resilient daylilies can be.
Yeah. So did you have a meeting last week of the Hemera Calla Society?
No, this is tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow.
Now, get the business. Our next meeting is tomorrow at the J.C. Ralston Arboretum in the Ruby McSwain Education Center from 2 to 4.
Yep.
We will have Marshall Warren of the Johnston County Master Gardeners there to discuss wildlife proofing your garden to keep them from damaging your crops or your plants. We'll also have a tool time where somebody's going to discuss their favorite tool, and we're going to give away door prizes and other stuff. So please come. It's well worth coming. There's a lot of information passed out, and we have a lot of good people that you can ask questions to.
Great idea.
Yep, and it's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow, so it'd be a nice day to get out. And then after the meeting, you can walk through the arboretum. So it could be a good day out.
Yeah, get some ideas. I always like to go to the arboretum for ideas or just to relax. That's a nice place to walk around.
Yeah, I got figs on it already. So
Rufus, we were driving out this morning, and Rufus is. Celeste has, he said they were little, they're fairly large.
Yeah, they're at the end, as big as the end of your little finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about the size mine are. All right, I'll let you guys go. Love listening to you.
Thanks so much, Steve. Appreciate you calling.
Sure. Thanks for letting me advertise our daylily meeting.
Oh, no problem.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener on WPTF. Just fascinated with hummingbirds. And hummingbird scouts are out looking for fueling stations, so drop by Wild Birds Unlimited to get what you need. Celebrate. Our friends at Wild Birds Unlimited in Cary and Raleigh are giving us a high-perch hummingbird feeder, a bottle of nectar, and a 20-pound bag of their no-mess seed to keep the other birds happy. To enter to win, just click on the banner on WPTF.com or go to our contest page at WPTF.com. And thanks to the folks at Wild Birds Unlimited. You know, every time you buy a bag of black cow, you're helping the environment. Our process of helps to repurpose manure so it's environmentally friendly. It's beneficial for your garden and lawn. It's really the perfect compost. And composting, you know, you really can't, if you try it at home, you really can't make enough compost for all of your needs, for all of the plants in the average yard. It's just impossible to do. You can make some really good compost, though, but you need some help. And Black Cow is one of the ways to do that. And a longtime sponsor of the Weekend Gardener, we appreciate that so much. You know, Black Cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils. And it helps to retain moisture, too. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow. For more details, check out their website, blackcow.com. That's spelled with a K, blackcow.com.
By the way, Mike, I saw my first hummingbird yesterday, and quickly remembered I needed to get the hummingbird feeder out and clean it real good.
Cleaning is important.
And did that, so it's ready to be put sugar and water in today.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Dave, one of our listeners. Dave from Raleigh is how we refer to him.
Yeah.
Dave, how you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
Now, you've already gotten an answer to one of your questions. Do you have any more?
The only questions I've I had the Rufus question earlier, but yeah. I've been asking window questions down here.
Oh, good
for
you. So. Yeah, I'm looking for some windows, too. I think they got enough to go around. So.
Yeah, it looks like
we
it.
We both get it. Paul, too. Paul needs windows.
And plenty of biscuits.
Enjoy the biscuits.
So here's the question on ligustrum. A couple of years ago, our ligustrum were out of control. They all grew up. They looked like Sideshow Bob's.
Sure do it.
Sideshow Bob's haircut from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And my wife knocked them way down per your advice. And they are starting to fill in rather nicely on the top side, but down at the bottom, probably from years of not getting good light down below, they don't have a lot of branches coming off or green coming off on the low side. The question from her today is there a way to stimulate branch growth at the low side of a ligustrum?
Light.
Just light, because she did take a bunch of trees down at the same time. So is it just a question of time and exposure to that light that'll take care of that?
It's a question of light, yeah. How big were these ligustrums when you pruned them heavily?
They were probably in the 12 to 15 feet at the top.
And how large of a shrub were you wanting in that site?
Closer to half of that.
Okay. So I would argue for replacing them with something smaller. And, of course, that's easy for me to sit here and say.
Are there smaller, ligustrum?
Well, I would replace them with something other than ligustrum. I'm not – full disclosure, I do not like ligustrum.
I picked up on that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they can be invasive.
Yeah, some of the cultivars are invasive and species are invasive. And it has a place. You know, if you're looking for something that's – 6 feet tall, get something that's going to get that high at maturity. When you cut them back, how much did you cut them back to? What did you cut them back to? What was the height?
They were cut back to probably 4 feet.
Okay. Yeah. And it's a full sun area?
It's much more sun now than it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean the thing about it is if you've got a canopy on the top of the plant that's shading out what's down below,
and that happens quite often because that's the way we trim them.
We
let the top get out and the bottom limbs are shadowed.
Right,
they're kind of stuck back in there.
So, that's another case for considering replacing them. Is are they ever going to look pleasing? I don't know. Do you feel any differently, Mike? I mean, what would you do?
No, well, I mean, there are, you know, loropetalums. There are some loropetalums that are so pretty, and they're dwarf. And they're probably going to get 6 feet when I say dwarf.
Yeah, if you get a smaller cultivar, yeah.
Yeah, and they may not get that big. Yeah.
That's funny because I called you about loropetalums last week.
Yeah.
So it's
I love loropetalums. I like the you know, the standard species varieties even. I mean, that are green most of the year, but there's some that stay kind of maroon-colored leaves year-round and have kind of have the magenta flowers, and they were magnificent this year. This is the prettiest I've seen the loropetalums.
I mean, there's probably a
lot of plants.
20 different plants you could get that would meet your objective for that height. Maybe you want something evergreen for whatever reason. I mean, there's probably a bunch of different plants. I'm sure there's a bunch of different plants if you wanted to replace them.
Well, it sounds to me like Dave doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to replace it. I'm picking up on that.
He doesn't want to dig up those ligustrum.
Yeah.
You said you cut them back on the top. What about the sides so more sunlight could get in there?
There's no issue with sunlight getting in on the sides because there's nothing there.
It's just the bottom. It's the bottom that you're having is.
Yeah, probably about this much.
Yeah, that's.
That was about three
again,
feet for
what,
the radio,
what all
folks.
Of us, we all are guilty of that, I think.
Even Chip
has done that before.
Skinny leg syndrome, right.
I mean, you might be able to kind of shape them where they're more mounded, you know, where they're narrow on top and kind of.
You guys have given me a good idea that, okay, it may never fill in on the bottom, but maybe I fill in the gaps with loropetalum on our side of that.
There you go. Or something, or probably something even smaller than a loropetalum if you're trying to keep it filling in that 3 foot gap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it.
Well, I'm glad you do. You got biscuits?
Biscuits.
You want to talk to the man about windows? And he gets satisfied with this.
And he gets to keep the ligustrum.
He's got everything.
All right, I've got a mission now. Thank you.
All right. Well, I like well, ligustrums are reliable. There used to be a lot of them planted.
They're a tough plant.
They are tough.
They are a tough plant.
Unless it's below zero for a while, as it was in 1985, and it killed all of them except for one bunch somewhere that they found in Alamance County or someplace or Mecklenburg somewhere, and that's a lot of them now were produced from those seedlings. But it was It was a rough Christmas.
Yeah. Well, and they produce those berries, and then the birds eat the berries, and they get spread around.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, woe is me.
Yeah.
Hey, that sounds like you've had this problem.
Well.
The Anti-Ligustrum Society.
Yeah. I'm going to form a club.
And all it's right. Well, compete, leave it's Dave alone. He likes him. His wife likes him. So, but you, I mean, you know, something we were talking about early in the show was kind of
diversity.
Spread out. Yeah,
diversity in the landscape.
We'll be back. We're back at WPTF with the Weekend Gardener, and we're at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. And we've just, the reason I'm standing up is Jeff Monsignor is here.
Oh, you're standing up. You don't need to stand for me.
Oh, why not? Yeah. But we've done so many of these, and you've been relaxing a little bit, I hope.
I have been. My wife and I, we have 8 grandkids now. And,
oh, wow.
And we're doing some traveling, but my son Ryan here is, still with the company, and Sammy, you know, my operations manager, took it over in 2018, and it's so proud to see everybody doing so well. The same faces, Patrick Day dressed up, wearing.
I got a pair of pants just like that,
yeah,
Patrick.
Yeah, I think I saw Bozo the Clown wearing a pair.
Oh, come on now. Man, the hits just keep
and
on
Danny,
coming.
And Danny, I see Danny there. Danny must have made a mistake. He's normally on vacation this time.
He is. No, he just doesn't like me.
Yeah. He must have got his dates mixed up, or Sammy tricked him.
Yeah, and, I know.
And Dallas, and I see all the and John Alexander. So
that's part of what makes this business so good. You got the same guys here.
Yeah, the same guys are here. I mean, a lot, all the same faces. And they're doing Sammy, come here and help me. Tell me what you're doing drawings for what today?
Gift certificates.
We have another mic. Here, use Rubens' mic.
Yeah.
We're doing a drawing for gift certificates today. At the end of the day, it's going to be a $2,500 first prize, $1,500 second prize, $1,000 third prize, and a $500 fourth prize.
Okay. Yeah. Great, great. And all kinds of food. I see Rufus is enjoying himself.
Yes, right.
And
for the Super Kids.
But the aluminum company, I tell you, is a great legacy. They still have a picture of my father there. Started the company in 1961. I took it over in 84. Sammy's been running it since 2018. And great legacy. You know, I don't know how many 4.9 Google reviews we have and guild quality.
And a lot of letters.
A lot of letters. I got people every day coming up to me and telling me what a great experience they're having now, but also in the past. And Ryan will come home, or I'll talk to Ryan about every day. He said, Dad, you sold these people 20 years ago, and they're happy, and they love you. And of course, he's back out there, you know, doing other work for
him. Well, he did. Of course, he measured for my gutter helmets years ago when he was in high school.
Right.
And we retained him for our doors.
Right.
We replaced all of our doors.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to do the same thing for the windows.
Yeah.
I think he's talking to my wife right now.
Oh, nice. Well, nice. So, well, that's what it's about. I mean, aluminum company is one big family that we feel like the customers. I know when I ran it, and now when Sammy runs it, you know, these customers become our family. I mean, if they have a problem, they're there. I mean, we're there. I mean, nothing goes perfect all the time, but service, when you call the aluminum company, and this is a novelty today, somebody answers the phone. Right. I mean, somebody. Right. Amen, Rufus. Right. Somebody answers the phone. You don't get some crazy menu. You got a problem. You talk to the person. You need an estimate. The salesman calls you, gets back to you. So it's an old school business, and with home improvements done the right way, siding, windows, roofing, entry doors. Dallas Sproul's wearing a Provia entry door vest. He said he won that for being the best Provia door salesman. I don't know if that's true or not, but
of course it is.
Yeah, of course it is.
Dallas said it.
Yeah, and we got Mike Hampton here as well with ABC Supply, and who supplies all the Hardy Plank siding and the PVC vinyl accessories. So a great team here at the Aluminum Company, and you guys have been a great part of
Big
it too.
Big part of it. Yeah, and Bart Rittner, of course.
Bart Rittner
was. Did y'all's commercials for many years.
How's Don Curtis doing?
Don's doing fine as far as I know. I haven't seen him lately. I don't go up to the tower very much.
Is he still there?
He's still there, yeah. Still owns the company.
Well, I love it because every time I went, I parked in his parking spot.
Well, it has a sign that says you're not supposed to
do
that.
It said don't dare park there, and I park there every time.
The day I retire, I'm going to do that if he lets me.
Yeah. Don's a great guy, and he runs a great team. And everybody, I just want to mention on the air, you know, I miss Ann Clapp so much. I know she's had a few health issues, but Ann has been great and a great staple.
Smart lady, a doctorate in chemistry. So she's a professor at State.
So I know all the listeners out there miss her as well.
They do. I do. We all do.
Sammy, you want to finish up and tell them we've got all kinds of food?
Absolutely, and I appreciate Jeff coming out today to spend some time with us.
I do too.
And jump on the radio with us. It's always good to see him.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we've got everything's in full swing. We've got the food truck just fired up, so hopefully we can feed Jeff before he leaves.
I think so.
Ice cream truck will be here soon, so we're just inviting everybody to come out and be part of the family.
Wonderful.
Let me say some good words about Jeff here. He remembers when Jim Valvano, Crockett Long, and Don Shea and I formed the Jim Valvano Kids Classic. And over those 31 years we had it, Jeff was a big part of that.
Yeah.
Jeff sponsored the team every time he played. He came to all the banquets. And so he and I just mentioned one of our dear friends, Crockett Long, who has been a friend of so many people in the world, passed away. But Jeff has been in civic affairs, Sammy, for so many years that I'm sure he still continues that way. And here's part of what this is our fourth year that Aluminum Company has given me a gift certificate for my Super Kids.
Right.
And over the past 31 years, we have sent over 60 kids to some some college or university.
That's fantastic.
They have no way of going.
No, otherwise. They couldn't go otherwise, and they've overcome some adversity.
Terrible thing.
So you're part of that, too, and Sammy Jeff started that process right there.
He sure did.
Well, we had a great time playing golf. Of course, I played at it. You know, used to bring a friend of mine out in Traburn, Russ Behringer, who's a very good golfer. So I always tried to stack the team with some good players. But, yeah, those tournaments were the kid that you're not doing that anymore. That's done, right?
No, when Crockett left us, it just sort of dried up, Jeff.
Yeah.
Sure did.
But it was a great great charity and happy to be part of it.
And you like fishing better anyway.
Yeah, I'm turned into a fly fisherman, and, you know, so I enjoy fishing. And, you know, I was, you know, spending time with our grandkids and traveling. And so, you know, trying to make the best. You know, we're never promised tomorrow, as we know, so trying to make the best of it.
Well, I think you have. And you still do a good job with the commercial, too.
Well, thank you. And it's great seeing you. And I said the listeners, so both Mike and Chip are wearing their Masters
That's right.
shirts.
I think love the Masters.
What time's your tea time?
I wish we could play.
Right after. You missed the cut.
I'm sorry. It would look like a Three Stooges comedy. It'd be more divots on the fairway than
right. But if I'd known I had a Master shirt too, I could have worn it.
Well,
thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Okay. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener at WPTF. We're at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. And so many nice people here. I haven't had a chance to talk to all of them. Yeah, Melissa is talking to Ryan. Okay. They're walking around looking at windows, and that's one of the great things here.
Are you leaving us, Carter?
Carter Q. All right. Thank you very much for coming by, sir. The Bard of the Yard. He will be hence known by saying to thee.
Keep it up, Carter, and we'll be thinking about trying to help
friend.
You some way on that next year.
Yeah. All right. How about that? We're nice people. Just nice people. We always enjoy coming over here. Everywhere we go. We're going to my hometown next week.
Saturday. I'm looking forward to that.
Nice little road trip for us. And going to the Extension Service there. And they have a big plant sale. And hopefully I'll see. I don't know that many people in Nashville anymore. But I hope to see a few people I do.
And well, I'm sure we will see Cliff Joyner.
We will see Cliff Joyner.
And let me go ahead and read the Cliff Joyner saying of the day here. There is no exercise better for the heart than reaching down and lifting people up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we should all do that.
Is that a good one?
Yeah, that's a wonderful say.
Absolutely.
Who really said that? Not Cliff.
Well, there was a man named...
Cliff could have.
John Holmes.
Okay.
Whoever John was.
Well, Cliff is one of the nicest people I've ever met, so he could certainly do that. I mean, he uplifts, I'm sure, a lot.
Well, Michael did not tell you about the end of the show. We would drive back and go to Shotwell,
North
Carolina.
I was going to let you talk about it, yeah.
Shotwell is where Meridian Waste takes C&D, that's construction and demolition. And they followed my advice about planting things, about having a garden. You can't even tell it's there. But he and I have agreed to go in a booth.
Yeah, but it's not a dunking booth, is it?
Well, Mike's worried about that.
I was trying to dress nicely for this event.
Yeah. But a plant answering booth.
Well, that'll be the Keystone Cop.
Oh, man.
That'll be the Keystone Cop booth.
I said,
Come over there. And
here's Paul McKenzie's retired number.
Yes, call Paul.
Call your extension agent.
Yeah, call your extension agent.
Call your county extension agent.
No, I think between the two of us, we can, as Wally Osley told me many years ago, and I've repeated many times, just sound like you know what you're talking about.
Well,
and that's harder than you might think.
You guys are humble, but frankly, you guys are outstanding gardeners and exceptionally knowledgeable and experienced. And
well, we spread it. You know, whatever information we got, we spread it. Yes, Chip, talking about Black Cow or something similar. Yeah. So, thank you, Paul. I appreciate that, buddy. Yeah. I mean, that means a lot.
If anybody has ever dealt in any way with plants, you it gets contagious. And when I worked on the farm, I called it my daddy's slave labor. Not a word, good word you can use these days.
No.
But I swore I never would go back to a farm again. And realized that when I got to D.C. and was living in an apartment, not even with a window box, Paul, about six stories up, there was something missing, and it was gardening. And so I haunted a lot of the National Arboretum. That's where I fell in love with crepe myrtles. I used to go to a had the U.S. Congress had their own hothouse at the bottom of the hill. And then as soon as I got back to North Carolina, I couldn't wait to start growing things again, because it's just part, if you start with it and you start one time, it gets in your blood. And there's no bigger miracle than seeing a plant become something that you never dreamed when it was a tiny seed you could hardly see.
Yeah, one of the things people call me about planting trees, and they're like, oh, well, it's going to take forever for it to get, to grow. But to me, the joy of planting something is watching it grow.
Absolutely.
Seeing it grow. And, planting something small, like you talk about that stick you brought home from whatever plant sale. And
yeah.
And then 5 years later, it's something spectacular. That's the joy of it.
Yeah.
Chip, let me talk about Imo's garden.
I can hear sound.
We can hear you.
Okay. I can hear you.
Before you say anything,
okay, I'm ready.
No, before you say anything else, I'm going to talk about Imo's garden. Is that all right?
That's a good thing to do.
Okay.
They pay us, Mike.
I know that. Imo's garden, like so many of you, when spring is in the air, and it certainly is, all the pollen around. Imo's garden is there to help out with a lot of things. And, spring is also a time we have to deal with all those pests we have in the triangle. Taking preventative measures early in the season is wise approach. And now is the time to start protecting your garden with Imo's Garden. Imo's Garden has repellents that protect your plants from deer and rabbits, rid the moles and voles from your lawn, and stop squirrels from digging flower pots, and repel snakes and all kinds of varmints from getting into your plants. And, your neighbor's dogs and cats do a little digging over there to keep them away, too. It's not going to harm anybody. Imo's garden repellents are formulated with natural ingredients carefully selected to deter pests without harming your plants or the environment or those pests, for a matter of fact. They just don't want to come back. No harsh chemicals, just pure, effective protection. Applying Imo's garden repellents is a breeze. Simply spray, protect, and watch your garden flourish. Plus, the long-lasting formulas mean fewer applications, saving you time and ensuring continuous protection. Imo's garden repellents are available in local garden centers all over the triangle, including Lee's Garden Center in Clayton and Town and Country Hardware Stores. Protect your garden today with Imo's Garden repellents, people, pet, and eco-friendly. And Imo's Garden is really the ultimate defense against garden pests. It's 10:51, and Chip, Marilyn mentioned in this commercial preventative measures, and that's something that Dean Bailey at King's Auto Services always preached.
Right.
So important. I know you follow that. You take care of your cars, and you take it to King's Auto Service. What have been your experiences there?
I've never had a bad experience.
Yeah, of course not.
I've been going there for 30 years, and what I always liked about Dean was I had a series of Cadillac DeVilles, you may remember. I was always driving a Cadillac DeVille. Well, they were fine, but they got very costly after a while.
Right.
And Dean would always tell me, says, it's time to sell the car.
Yeah.
Time to trade. He could have made a lot more money on me if I just keep it for a while.
Yeah. But he's going to take care of you.
He's going to take care of you. They have an equation they use as how much you spend on the car and how much it's worth, et cetera, when you need to get rid of it.
It's unbelievable.
So the smartest thing to do is buy a Toyota.
Yeah.
And they work with Toyotas, of course.
Yeah. They work on a lot of brands of cars, as a matter of fact.
Everything but German cars.
Yeah. And, you know, each season presents a different challenge. It's something you're going to have to do here after all the pollen gets through.
I've got a point with him after the pollen season.
He's getting all those filters changed.
Yeah, exactly. Cabin air filter.
And there's no telling what that pollen has gotten into. They'll certainly.
That filter will be clogged, I guarantee you. As much pollen as we've had.
Oh, it's been terrible this year. And that's the pine pollen. You can look at the pine, the pine cones that are forming, and you can see the yellow. And when it rains, for other part kinds of pollen, the rain helps a lot in making that plant grow and produce more pollen.
That's right. So yeah, we have another commercial running right now about alignment. Alignment on your car. The streets in Raleigh are in pretty bad shape.
Yeah.
Potholes everywhere.
We get tires balanced. We don't often get it aligned.
Yeah, and it knocks them out of alignment.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't checked the alignment at least every 6 or 8 months just to make sure it's okay.
Yeah. You want a good balanced alignment. Race car drivers, race cars may have what's called a toe-in, toe-out. They kind of tweak that. But that, you know, they don't run those tires very long. They can do that, but you need to make sure that your car is properly balanced and aligned. They can do that there. Just small things like the battery that are so important to your car, that 12-volt battery in there, they have ways of checking that, and that technology has come a long way, and they actually have hybrid technicians.
You check your hybrid battery,
too. A lot of people have hybrids now. I don't think they work on the electric cars yet.
Dean Bailey got into hybrid cars way before anybody else did.
A long time ago. He bought a hybrid car. I remember that. That's
just
20
to work
years
on
ago. And he, yeah, right, just to figure it out.
Yeah.
And now he has very well qualified and trained hybrid technicians for that. So they can cover all the bases with your car. King's Auto Service is on West Street at 1039 Northwest Street. And they have King's Correct Lube, so you can get a good oil change there, quick oil change. And to top it all, they've been in business since 1946.
That's
and
correct.
That's a family operation. His uncle
started it.
Yeah. So good for Dean. Hope he's there forever. I know a lot of smart people, and he's one of them. He is really a smart guy, and I know he probably hires.
He used to
really
do the mechanic show with him.
Right, yeah, for many years. These guys were brilliant. And the training that they go through, and they're just not that many of them anymore. They're begging for well-trained mechanics at Wake Tech and the factories. In fact, Rick Hendrick gave money to Wake Tech for a program out there just to train mechanics.
That's great.
So just, appreciate your mechanic. But that's a tough business. And they have to be really smart, especially these days.
Yeah, it's all computer.
Yeah, it can't be just by listening to something or eyeballing something. Thank you, Chip.
Thank you.
All right, wow, we're almost out of time here. I see some of the stray dogs from the station coming in here.
Yeah, and you mentioned Wake Tech in the program. One of our super kids some years ago went to Wake Tech and took auto repair and has done extremely well.
Oh, they will.
He's managing.
They will. They make a lot
now
of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they are paid well, and well they should, because it's there's so much math. That's one reason I couldn't be a good mechanic is all the math involved, especially now. But this has been so much fun today.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. So you going to do anything at home today, Rufus? You going to plant
anything?
Well,
the barn of the yard is going to go ahead and put some tomatoes out. I'm at that point now.
Okay. You going to plant a little kale?
Yeah.
Yeah, plant some kale. Mix that kale with the spinach. Try that.
Okay. I'm not promising anything.
Okay. All right.
I want to have some things to
as long as you consider the motion.
Be cantankerous about and be unmovable, and one of them is kale.
Well.
Just because I'm that way, I don't want to leave the show with a bad notion about anything that grows green.
No.
So I want to promise all of you that at some point I will take Tale and make it into something I will be singing and quoting poetry and the Bible about.
What, are you going to try to put it in a pound cake?
Oh, don't dare even think about messing up my mama's 12-egg pound cake.
Yeah, or Jesse Ruth Cunningham. He was an avid weekend guard, but Ask Your Neighbor listener. I have actually used her recipe a couple of times making a pound cake. Man, that is an arduous
right.
task.
I said 12.
Separating egg yeah. yolks and whites.
Right, remember why they call it a pound cake?
Yeah.
Pound of butter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of butter. Oh, boy, yeah. It was good. And those sad streaks in Jesse Ruth's.
Mama would put a little touch of vanilla in her
yeah, that's a good
pound
idea.
Cake.
Vanilla's. Vanilla's good, yeah.
A little made one time with almond. That was mighty good. And I tried to buy a pound cake the other day. I won't say where. It wasn't fit to eat.
Yeah, I don't like it when they put the lemon flavoring in there.
Oh,
that just, I don't know what.
Oh, Lord.
What happens there with the. But I don't prefer it that way. You may, but I don't.
Not. This one would happen to be lemon flavored.
Oh, okay. Well, that strikes out with me. Well, Paul, I guess since you're retired, you're not going to do anything or do what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
I appreciate you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
You're gonna stick with us a while, at least till I retire.
Sure thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Man.
All right, buddy.
Wouldn't miss out.
I appreciate it, Harrison. Thank you, buddy. Excellent job, Chip. Thank you.
Thank
for everything you do, and I agree with you sometimes, but not often.
I say nothing but nice things about you.
Yeah,
to your face.
You don't either. You don't. I've heard. So thank you all, Dave. Thank you very much for representing our groupies today. We'll be back next
Dave's
week.
Dave's a good man
in Nashville.